Innovation fatigue has become an epidemic. Once a concept that energized organizations, innovation has morphed into something that exhausts them. In 2006, corporate audiences greeted innovation initiatives with genuine excitement. By 2018, the mere mention of innovation workshops or brainstorming sessions made executives visibly wince. We now live in what might be called the golden age of innovation chatter. Over 100 books on innovation published monthly, countless articles, podcasts, TED Talks. Yet this torrent has become repetitive and boring. The same advice cycles endlessly. Look outside your industry. Listen to diverse voices. Embrace failure. The same companies appear as case studies. Apple, Airbnb, Amazon, Google. What was once revolutionary has become corporate folklore. The term itself has lost meaning through overuse. A company changes its logo? Innovation. A restaurant adds a menu item? Innovation. A minor software update? Groundbreaking innovation. This dilution has created an environment where innovation fatigue is the norm. People still want to create meaningful change, but are served recycled cliches rather than substantive discussion about solving real problems. We're experiencing shallow innovation, a style over substance approach prioritizing appearance over progress. Companies invest in colorful innovation theaters while ignoring organizational barriers to creativity, chasing trends rather than developing internal ideas. Deep innovation, by contrast, creates meaningful change. While shallow innovation produces beach-finding apps and food delivery services, deep innovation tackles climate change and renewable energy. One launches another makeup brand or social platform, the other builds sustainable infrastructure and breakthrough medical treatments. Deep innovation addresses wicked problems, complex challenges without easy solutions, making it difficult for corporations to embrace despite its greater importance. It demands longer time horizons, higher risk tolerance, and comfort with uncertainty. Organizations must choose between shallow innovation's easy path or deep innovation's challenging but meaningful pursuit. Most ideas don't die from active opposition, but from neglect. Rather than being overtly killed, ideas typically perish through passive indifference, the stifled yawn, lack of engagement, or promises to think about it later that never materialize. Even microbehaviors like unresponsiveness effectively communicate disinterest, creating environments inhospitable to creativity. Consider the last time you shared an idea at work. Was it met with genuine interest or polite dismissal? This quiet death through neglect is far more common than direct criticism. Creating a culture of innovation requires nurturing a supportive environment. The word culture derives from Latin cultus, meaning care or cultivation. Four critical elements distinguish deep innovation cultures from shallow ones: respect, reciprocity, responsibility, and reflection. In companies with innovation culture problems, most people reported feeling their ideas weren't respected, causing innovation fatigue. Respect doesn't mean avoiding criticism. The most innovative organizations excel at productive criticism, from Pixar's questioning to top ad agencies' critical atmospheres. Productive criticism shows respect by demonstrating engagement with someone's idea. Reciprocity means providing support for innovation demands, like 3M's 15% rule. Responsibility involves making innovation everyone's concern rather than allowing non-engagement. Reflection ensures organizations continuously question their innovation approaches, preventing them from getting trapped in shallow innovation games. For innovation cultures to create value, they need ideas to nurture. Strong cultures must both capture existing ideas and cultivate curiosity to generate better ones. We're entering an era where AI, big data, and analytics will become as fundamental as electricity, no longer advantages, but basic requirements. In this imagination age, following the information age, as digital tools become ubiquitous and data processing becomes nearly free, imagination emerges as the true differentiator. Yet imagination, our capacity to think the previously unthinkable, often faces resistance in corporate settings where managers demand realistic ideas. Almost every great innovation began as a leap of imagination, from flight to smartphones. Before realization, innovations exist only in the imagination. Play, exploratory activity following only its own internal logic, offers a powerful way to break creativity's dependence on established thinking. Unlike typical corporate experiments constrained by existing mindsets, play represents a deliberate break from the known. When did your organization last truly play with ideas rather than immediately judge their practicality? Innovation thinking suffers from troubling homogeneity. We celebrate Edison and Bell while overlooking Josephine Cochran's dishwasher or Gertrude Bell Ellion's groundbreaking cancer treatments. Had Ellion been a man, she'd likely be a household name rather than nearly forgotten. Our narrow innovation definition has created a system that primarily funds solutions for young, affluent men, hence the abundance of food delivery, dating apps, and gaming technologies. Meanwhile, innovations addressing challenges faced by poor women, non-Caucasian consumers, elderly people, or those with disabilities receive minimal attention. Monocultures, organizations dominated by a single demographic, kill innovation. Research shows innovative teams need both psychological safety and cognitive diversity. What's required is respectful disharmony, communicating disagreements while maintaining respect. Organizations often have cognitive surplus trapped in isolated silos. Cultural brokers, people with multicultural experience who facilitate interactions between diverse groups, increase team creativity by merging ideas from different cultures and enhancing collaboration. When did your organization last deliberately bring together people from different backgrounds or thinking styles to generate new ideas? Innovation has become detached from meaning, filled with buzzwords that render the term a hollow status marker. This leads to absurdities like smarter socks with iPhone connectivity, solving problems nobody has. Purpose drives innovation. Studies show over 60% of executives believe it enhances innovation capabilities and helps manage disruption. Patagonia exemplifies this through environmental sustainability commitments that drive both product development and business practices. Contrast this with the CEO who declared his company's purpose was excellence, technically valid but meaningless guidance. Innovation requires courage, not the heroic kind, but the willingness to pursue different approaches without guaranteed approval. Three essential types include allowing employees to act without explicit permission, saying no to innovation when appropriate, and governing through organizational structures that embed risk and responsibility. What would happen if your organization stopped chasing innovation for its own sake and instead pursued a meaningful purpose that naturally required innovative thinking to achieve? We need to return to an approach emphasizing humility and care rather than impossible expectations. For fatigued organizations, we must think like farmers tending crops, not robber barons seeking the next raid. To build resilient innovation cultures, little things matter. A single yawn can kill an idea, while small acts of respect foster engagement. Nurture ideas rather than just generating them. True imagination remains essential, especially in the AI age. Embrace diversity of people, rhythms, spaces, and perspectives. Purpose and ambition drive meaningful innovation. We need less but better innovation aimed at significant problems. With wicked problems like misinformation, aging societies, inequality, and environmental damage, we need innovation aimed at impact rather than PR. The question isn't whether your organization can afford to pursue deep innovation, it's whether it can afford not to.